Good morning. I'd like to start out by asking you to use your imagination a little bit. I was not able to do this in a PowerPoint. So if you would just imagine, over to your left is a door. And over here to your right is another door. Both doors look identical. What you do know is one door leads to heaven, one door leads to hell. You don't know which door. Now, guarding each of the doors is an angel. One is an angel of light who will always speak truth, while the other is the angel of darkness who only speaks lies. The angels look identical. You don't know which angel is which, nor do you know which door they are guarding. And you have but one question that you can ask either one of the angels, after which you must choose a door. I'd like to talk about wisdom today. Wisdom. Wisdom. What is wisdom? Is it knowledge? Common sense? We don't read about any common sense tree in the garden, do we? Maybe perception, understanding. Is it a blend of all these things? So, of course, if I'm going to speak on the topic of wisdom, you know I'm going to be in Proverbs. The first 9 chapters of Proverbs speaks a lot of wisdom, what wisdom is, wisdom in various situations. And if I'm going to paraphrase what I take away from it, is knowledge is the beginning of wisdom. So to give an illustration, knowledge is knowing a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing you do not put a tomato in a fruit salad. And let's not try that theory out at the next fellowship feast, please. So, I'd like to start Proverbs chapter 1. Right at the beginning, the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. For gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction and prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and the riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The word fool in all the Proverbs and in most of the Old Testament just means someone who is morally deficient. You know, not like the kind of fool I am, but somebody morally deficient. And here Solomon states, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Every time I read this, I think back to that incident at the garden. You know, there's a lot of questions, you know, we may have there. Why did God put the tree there in the first place? Maybe when the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. What happened after they ate? They were afraid. So the fruit might have not had anything to do with it. It was their act. So, dictionary definition of wisdom, the quality or state of being wise. That doesn't tell me what wisdom is. The quality or state of being wise? I do like this explanation, though. Knowledge of what is true or right, coupled with just judgment as to action. So it's what we do with our knowledge. Okay? You know, wisdom would be turning off the breaker if you're going to change an outlet, because your knowledge will tell you what electricity does. So you turn off the breaker. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and the riddles of the wise, Jesus mainly spoke in parables, did he not? All his teachings were parables. He wasn't teaching knowledge. He wasn't teaching you the alphabet. He wasn't teaching you the Shema. He assumed you already had that knowledge. He was teaching how to use that knowledge through parables, allegories, illustrations, helping us to gain wisdom, to gain discernment, to know what is right and just and fair. All his attempts at trying to point this out to the Pharisees were falling on deaf ears, but he mainly spoke in parables. He did have a riddle in there where he asked the Pharisees, so a father asked one of his sons to do something. Son said no, but went and did it anyways. Went and did it later. The other son said yes, but never did it. Jesus asked which son was, you know, right, which son obeyed his father. We say neither one. So Jesus setting up a riddle. To teach what? Wisdom, discernment. What is right? What is just? What is fair? So it pops in my mind. So wisdom today for us, what is it? Is it book smarts, street smarts? What kind of wisdom are we chasing? What wisdom do we want? Do we want godly wisdom? I mean, I think back to a sermon like 3 years ago, maybe even four, that Ben did, talking about making decisions. And that as Christians, we may be, you know, fearing the Lord so much that, you know, we have to make the right decision, and that we end up not making a decision. That indecision becomes our decision. When we're faced with tough decisions in life, do we try to figure out what to do logically, with knowledge, or with wisdom, with discernment? when we are making our important life decisions, do we think of Jesus first when making the decision? Was Jesus faced with something? What did he do? Is there a parable that applies to my situation, say, to help? Chapter 2 of Proverbs. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. God gives wisdom. Mention Jesus' parables. There are, and I think people will agree, there are some parables that go much deeper than what we say it's about on the surface. As we gain in wisdom, we may start to see something else going on within the parables. For me, the parable, the bags of gold, the workers at the vineyard. These are just a couple for me that go much deeper than what Jesus seems to be teaching only on the surface, which to me is just pure genius on some of these parables. Yes, some are very simple, straight to the point. He knew his audience. He understood his audience. Parables to the shepherds were much simpler to than to those of the Pharisees or even his apostles, disciples that he was teaching. Gaining understanding. So knowledge first, if we want godly knowledge, we got to read our Bible. A little each day, it doesn't take much. You just read, you gain the knowledge. And of course, you know, we can pray for the wisdom and understanding. We ask. James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. When we're talking Solomon, the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Ah, you're the king now. What do you want? What did Solomon say? I need discernment. I need wisdom. I'm young. I'm a child. There are so many Israelites, I don't know how to lead these people. Wisdom. That pleased the Lord. Okay, you have wisdom. You're also going to have wealth, honor, a long life if you obey my commands. Do we pray for wisdom? I know I do every now and then. Unfortunately, probably a lot of times, you know, I'll just pray, Lord, show me the way. I wonder, you know, if I'd be better off, Lord, grant me the wisdom to show me the path to take. And back in chapter 1, let the wise listen and add to their learning. Now, Barry's the wisest man here. We know this, right? Or was it the humblest? I forget. But Barry's been preaching a long, long time. Does Barry stop learning? In my opinion, no. Every class I've seen him do, he will admit, I don't know everything. So keep learning, Barry. Become wiser and wiser. Listening. Big parts of gaining wisdom. Some popular proverb verses, chapter 3, 5 through 7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. Lean not on your own understanding, and do not be wise in your own eyes. Have you ever heard somebody say, no, that's not the way to do it this way? You know, because you're taking your knowledge and thinking it's 100% true. Oh, this is what I know. Oh, this is what I've learned from what I know. You know, you ask Dan how to catch a bass, he's going to say, you got to do it this way. He does have experience, so, you know, you can, you know, appreciate that, but we got to think higher level than just what we know. We can learn from other people, learn their knowledge. If I wanted to learn a whole bunch of cool chemistry stuff, I'm not asking Nicole, I'm going to go over to Brittany. And to gain more wisdom, we need to gain more knowledge. And if we're talking godly wisdom, I mean, we can explore books in the Bible we don't normally read to gain the knowledge, to know the story. You know, we have a lot of popular stories everybody knows. What's it teaching you? Is it speaking to you personally, or is a whole higher level kind of thinking, think beyond your own understanding? That's what Solomon's saying here. Fear of the Lord, the beginning of knowledge. Is that fear as in afraid, dread, or as in awe? Could be both. Because I know when I was gaining God's knowledge by starting in Genesis, which I can't get past chapter 6 without 500 questions, to be honest with you. But starting in Genesis, I came across things in the Bible that made me close the book and go, I'm going to hell. There's no hope for me. Just reading it on the surface. But then go back, read in context, gain the wisdom of what's being said, why, what's the time frame. And there are still things I don't understand. Which is fine. But reading, gaining the knowledge, meditating, gaining the understanding. Wisdom's important. Who knows the answer to the riddle? Cole in the back. Barry knows the answer to the riddle. The door is the angel. So Cole in the back knows the answer. I'm not going to ask you to give the answer. I'm just going to say you have knowledge of the answer, but did you ever figure it out for yourself, or did somebody tell you? That's a riddle that is rooted, you know, the early roots of that riddle are 12th century. Riddle made popular in Jim Henson's 1986 movie Labyrinth. If we're going to talk movies, have you seen that one, Greg? Yes, they're trying to get to the center of the labyrinth. Had the two doors. Now, do not look for the answer to the riddle. from that movie because they mess it up terribly. Mess it up terribly. What does it take to solve that riddle? You have the knowledge of the riddle. You have two doors, you know one leads to heaven, one leads to hell. You have two angels, you know one lies, one tells the truth. That's your knowledge. And you know you can ask but one question and pick a door. Would it be wise to flip a coin and give up? No. Look at the two places. You want to go to heaven. I'm debating if I want to go through solving this with you today because I know people have to leave because we have three baptisms going on. And that is much more important. And if you can't wait until next month, you can Google the answer, but my question will be, with the knowledge God gives us in the pages of this book, can we solve that riddle using the Bible? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. And we'll do that next month because baptisms are more important. But we are going to solve that riddle next month using stories from the Bible. So Cole knows the answer already. Can Cole guess what Bible stories and verses I am going to use to, no, pray for wisdom. We'll look at that next month. Before you go, I got another one for you. This one's easier. And this will be one we'll look at when I'm up next month as well. Before I get to that one, I did forget a verse I wanted to throw on. Ephesians 1:17. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Wisdom isn't necessarily knowing what decisions to make, what questions to ask, what door to pick. It's about knowing God better as well. Understanding the Almighty Creator better. So there's another reason to search for wisdom. Okay, so one more riddle for you. We love riddles, and well, Greg's got me going on 80s movies now, War Games, Labyrinth. The three wise men, on their way back home, after bringing gifts to a very young Messiah, needed to stop for the night. So they stop at an inn and ask how much for a room. The innkeeper says $30. So each man hands over $10 for the $30 to get the room. Not long after, the innkeeper thinks he overcharged them. So he calls the stable boy over, gives the stable boy $5 to bring back to the wise men. Now the stable boy, feeling jilted that he didn't get a tip for tending to the camels, kept $2. And he brought back to each of the men $1. Therefore, the men paid $9 per room, for the room, $9 each, $27. The stable boy has $2. $29, where'd the other dollar go? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we lift our thanks and praise to you, Lord. And we pray today for your knowledge, your wisdom, your discernment, your understanding. Let not the world teach us these things. Let us learn from you. We thank you, Lord, and we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.